Welcome to the Pro Humps Podcast, where we catch up with our former student athletes and staff telling you their stories of life after Campbell, the story of those that are still on the court, diamond, and field, and those who are off. 3,225 points. In the history of NCAA Division I basketball, only two have scored more points than Chris Clemens. The 5'9 All-American point guard from just up the road in Raleigh left Campbell in May with a conference championship, a bunch of records, and a degree in business administration. That degree will gather dust for a while, as this pro hump is still on the court. Signed as an undrafted free agent by the Houston Rockets, Clemens averaged 21 points per game in the NBA Summer League and is now on the Rockets' preseason roster. We caught up with Clemens to talk about the past, the future, and the Fighting Camels.
The Campbell got me, you know, to where I am now. You know, I put in a lot of work on the court and off the court to be able to be the person I am. But, you know, Campbell has always treated me so well. You know, the people were always great to me. Very supportive, you know, coaches, players, teammates, you know, the fans, everybody was just so welcoming of me and very supportive. And, you know, they were always there to help me along the way because it definitely was not perfect, but definitely Campbell was part of the reason why I'm here. You know, it's all about, you know, making the right decision. I mean, college is, if you really want to play pro, that's pretty much the next biggest step for you is to pick the right college. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to be able to do that, pick a coaching staff that was, you know, supportive of me and was able to put me in the right positions to be successful. And that's something every player should really look for and not just, you know, name brand of the school. You know, a lot of people will start to figure that out, man, and hopefully look at my story and see, you know, that it's not so bad, that things, positive things could happen at, you know, mid-major levels. And, you know, you can make it from here, too. You know, it's not just about going high major all the time.
Kind of those last months where you guys were in the hunt, chasing after that conference title. Every game, the place was packed. There was so much on the line. What are your memories of that just a couple of months?
Those are actually some of the best months of my life, honestly. You know, it was very nerve-wracking for me personally, just trying to, you know, build a legacy for myself and the program. You know, our guys, we really wanted to do something special. We haven't really seen anything like that, you know, on this campus, especially for 4 years I've been here. And from what I hear, it hasn't been like that for a while. So, you know, to be a part of that was just super special. You know, just like you said, man, the games were packed. You know, every home game seemed to be sold out just to come see us play, man. It was definitely a really special experience for us. It's funny because that's actually like my first major title I've ever won, you know, as far as basketball is concerned. You know, just finally, you know, being able to accomplish something like that and, you know, have something I could, you know, be proud of as a team goal was just very exciting for me. You know, I was so happy, so proud of UD, those guys who I've seen work so hard for 4 years to try to accomplish the same goals I wanted to accomplish. And to see them achieve those things was just very special for me. I know it's special for UD and all those guys still playing on the team now. It's good for them to actually have something that they can build on so they can see what winning is like, you know, how winning feels and how it's able to be done. And hopefully they can carry that into this season.
To be the third leading scorer all-time in NCAA history, what does that part of history mean to you?
Well, it's something I never ever thought would ever happen to me. You know, it's something that, you know, obviously only two other people above me were able to do. And to do it at such a high level for so long, you know, it's really tough to do. And it takes a lot of work, you know, in the gym, in the film room, you know, stuff that people don't see that goes into, you know, just that one result, you know, was so much, and I was so proud of myself, you know, to be able to walk off the court that last game, you know, as sad as it was, to be that my last game, you know, in a Campbell uniform, I was so proud of myself, you know, to have something that I could really be proud of, something that hopefully stands, you know, for a long, long time. I just remember that day, upset that we lost, obviously, but, you know, just looking back on my legacy, finally having a chance to think about what I actually accomplished was huge for me, and, you know, it almost brought me to tears. I don't cry, you know, people that know me don't cry, but I almost did that one time, just, you know, being able to think about what I was able to do, you know, my college experience at Campbell, so.
How much does your family mean to you?
This core group of people, you know, that's in town, you know, and able to come to so much of my stuff, they mean so much to me, man, and, you know, it's honestly a blessing to have, you know, such a family that's so supportive of you, and that's something a lot of people don't have, and, you know, I always thank God that, you know, I have these people with me and that they're always got my back. Main thing I remember was, you know, first catching the ball on the three-point line, and I was wide open, and I was like, dear God, please let me make this shot. Like, please, dear God. And I made it, and, like, after that, I was fine. You know, I made a bunch of shots after that, my first game, but I always remember that first shot, man. So, yeah, that's definitely my best memory. Yeah, I have a lot to prove. So, you know, every time I step on the court, man, I got to play like I have something to prove. And, you know, I was just blessed to be able to do that during summer league and make such a positive impact, you know, on not only the Rockets, but a lot of teams around the league. But yeah, it was definitely a blessing to be able to play the way I played. I'm really focused on this Houston team. I really love their coaching staff and everything about them, man. It's just great. So, you know, hopefully I'll just be in Houston Rockets jersey next year.